Chof Aleph from a Beis, but it's two dots towards the top of the page. So Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Shlosh Shiyashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar. Shnaim Akirim Chasim Es Yidei Ha'etim, Ve'echad Eina Makir. Okay. So now there's different ways to Mekayim the Shtar. One of the ways to Mekayim the Shtar is if the Yonah himself recognized the signature. So that's one of the different options that we have. The Yonah can say that we recognize the signature.
What kind of I realize it's not quite relevant, but. What kind of questioning is there of the witnesses?
I don't think there's any specific formula. The more the Yonim seem to feel that the witnesses seem to be saying something that seems to make sense, the less they're going to ask.
We recognize signatures. Is that okay? Fine.
Yeah, that would be enough. Okay. So now, now the problem which we have over here is so if all three recognize this, they can honestly write we the Bezdin recognize these signatures. Only two of them recognize, and the third one doesn't recognize the signatures. Okay. So Ashul Chosmu, if there was for the Dayan number one signed on the henpik. Says, "Oh, I don't recognize it." It's a shkayach. Now, what do we do? Right? It's actually because if they have not signed on the henpik yet, some Eden Mefanov, they can be made to tell the third one. We recognize the ksav yad. And then the third one can honestly write. We were clarified that this is the signatures. And it's a valid henpik. However, Misha Chosmu and Midim Afan of Bechaisen.
Why not?
But once they've signed on it already, and they functioned as they've put themselves down as they are dinyonim in the situation, and they signed that we, the Bezdin, recognize the signatures, and that's not true, because at this point in time, not all three of the Bezdin. So what you're signing on was something which is false. So we can't turn around later on and correct that. The Mora says, Umi Kasina, you're sounding like you that we can write the language, we just can't sign on it. The Mora says, even writing seems to be problematic. The Mora's issue is, so the language that they would write, usually you start the language of the you say B'moyes of Tlos as being seated as a Bezdin of three. They Nofek started the Mikadamana, the start which brought in front of us Mishtamoyda, and it was clarified to us that this is the Chesimus Yidei Desadihi and signed. So when they wrote that, they didn't know that yet. Ishtamadana, we know that, well, we don't know yet. Even the writing is a problem. The more it seems to say the signing was a problem. Mikasina, Omer Rab Papi, Mishmei the Rabba. Hey, Ashrata the Daini. So the Ashrata is the Kiyum. The Nichta Mikami, the Nichavu Sahadi, Achasim Shadayu. This case being a case where the Adam had to testify on their signatures. The young did not recognize the signatures. And the Adam were going to come in. And they're going to testify on the signatures. They wrote up the language of the henpik before the Edom testified. Psula, the Mishkazi Keshikra, it looks false. Even though we'll give you halachically the true validity of the statement is only once the Yonim sign, and at that point in time they actually did know. But a Mexican Shikra it is, and we don't have to do things which are Mexican Shikra, so we can't accept it.
Star or just the henpik?
Just the henpik. So more saying, in this case over here of Rav Huna or Rav Huna Rav, Mishkazi Keshikra, So how can you say you can write it, but the issue is just the signing? Ella the Moor says, let's restate Rab's din. Ema ad shalai kosu meidim afana b'chaisim. Mishu kosu e meidim afana b'chaisim. Okay, so the issue, like we have this other statement of that they can get up in front of the third dayan and say we recognize this in the shuls, and then write the henpik and sign in it. But if they already wrote it, it's too late. Okay.
So what's done? Is it left there? Is it crossed out?
I'm sorry, what?
What's done with this?
This puzzle Ashrata?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So we see from here three things. Shaminoa aid nasadayin, that it's acceptable for the two dayanim to be act as aidim to the third dayan, and then turn around and act as dayanim and sign. So if you look at your marmukam on the side, there's a whole list of places where this discussion comes up in Shas. Because the Gemara says that we have a pasuk, "Zalmashen Osim Shalhem Ariv Nifnei Hashem." So Chazal Darshan, "Zalmashen Osim" is the Adam. Shalhem Ariv is the Baladinim. Nifnei Hashem is the Dayanim. So there's the Dayanim and there's the Adam. They're two different bodies in the process. You can't have an Aid being a Dayan. We see over here that Aid could be a Dayan. Ushamino, the Yadam Hamakir and Chasim Shidei Adam and Sichem Lahayi Bifneim. That one of the valid options of how to make a mishtar is that the Yadam can recognize the signatures himself. Though the Rishon here is only two of them recognized, but if all three recognize, you sound like you have no problem. That you can have the Yadam writing on their own, we recognize the signature, that is accepted as an accepted option of Kiyum. And Shamino, the Yadam Sha'ain Makir and Chasim Shaday Adam. So over here, we have a situation where two of the three Dayanim know the signatures. So turning that out into a different scenario, where none of the Dayanim recognize the signatures, and the Adim walk in and testify, and two of the Dayanim are sitting there, the third one stepped out. The third one comes back. The two can't say to the third one, "Listen, you know, the Adam came in. We heard what the Adam said, and everything is wonderful. Let's sign." There's, I didn't hear. Number three has to get a beer as well. He has to hear the Adam as well. So we hear two of the unrecognized signatures. We can't move forward till the third one knows it as well. So therefore, we have to be made in front of the third one. So you have to be made if they call echo back. So this is what the Morris says. I'm not sure who says the Morris doesn't attribute who says this, but Samasla Ravashi. Ravashi feels he has a strong question on this Shema Mino. Bishlam Eid Nasadayin Shemini Mino. I get that. You've proven that Eid Nasadayin. El de Yonam HaMekirim Chasimis Yidei Eidim En Sichem Lohay Bifneim. You're proving from here that if had all three known, there'd be no need for any aiders. Because the Dayanim on their own, we don't need a full process, we don't need aiders in the situation. If the Dayanim recognize, that's sufficient for Kiyum. Okay, Dr. Y. I could really argue that Ravashi is saying that even if the Yadam recognize the signatures, it'd be very, it's not a clear Yeshiva's Bezdin. You're coming to Mekayim Nishtar, the three people are sitting there, no Adis walks in and they start signing something. So what's that? Maybe it's only considered a Moshe Bezdin, which has the power of Kiyum, if the Bezdin goes through the process of gathering Adis. Having the Adam testify. So really, I can tell you really that you, even if the Yadam recognize, you still need Adam to make it as well. So why over here is it acceptable? So over here you have Eidus. Two of the Yadim actually got up and testified. So, even though at that time only one is sitting, the three of them are there, and two are being made in front of the one. That's some form of a Haggadah Eidus. But there is Haggadah Eidus over here. And the third statement, what you said, which is the Yadim Shein Makirim Chatzim Shadei Eidim Sichum Lahoy Bifnei Kolecha Be'echad. We need the Eidim to testify to all three the Yadim. No, if the Eidim are made in front of two of the Dayanim, the third Dayan wasn't there at the moment. When the third Dayan comes back, the two can say to him, listen, the Eidim came, we heard the Eidus, let's sign. So why don't we do that over here? Because over here we need Haggadah. And so in that scenario, there was Haggadah. Two Eidim came in and testified to the two Dayanim. Over here, if you would just say that you can, number three can sign based on the first two, there'd be no Haggadah at all. That you can't do. You have to go through a process of Haggadah Seidus. If you would have the third Dayan sign based on the knowledge of the first two, there would be no Haggadah Seidus at all, and that's not acceptable.
Nothing's been written yet. Two of the Dayanim recognize the signatures. They're made before the third. And then the three can sign. Everything's fine.
Well, that's our case, right? Now, we're learning from there to a case where three Dayanim are sitting, two of them walk in and want to testify on the...
Three are sitting, one leaves.
Right, okay. Two of them walk in and want to testify to the three about the recognized signatures. None of the three recognized signatures. Yes. Two of them are going to testify. One of the three steps out. The two of them are made in front of the two. The two of them are made in front of the Yonim.
Yes.
One of the three, the third Dayan comes back and says, okay, the two say, listen, we heard the Eidus, let's sign. He says, I didn't hear.
The two that heard from the signatories were not made before the third.
No.
Okay.
Right, but we're drawing a parallel. The same way over here, we have to have all three have to know.
Right.
Over there, also all three have to know.
Could the two be made in front of the before the third?
That'd be Eidim P'Eid.
That's what I was at. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is acceptable or not acceptable?
Well, normally Eidim P'Eid is no good.
Okay.
Touched
on that elsewhere. I don't remember where.
Yeah.
Could be.
Well, we said over there by the anesthesia, MPA is a special kula. Normally, MPA is a problem. It says, Alpi Shnai Maidim. We say, Alpi, you have to hear directly from the Adim. Alpi from their mouth.
Alpi him, not Alpi someone else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, Ravashi is saying that you're drawing a conclusion from here, extrapolating from this case we're talking about here to the your case we're discussing is not a good comparison, because in this issue, if I'm going to make an assumption at number two that's wrong, that the only way this is a valid kiyum is if they go through the process of taking Eidus, that even if all three the unrecognized signatures, we still need Eidus. So then I can tell you the reason why in this scenario we have the Yonim being made to the third one is not because all three have to know, it's because we need to have Eidus. We're in a case where there was Eidus, which is the case you're extrapolating to, so we don't need the third one to know. If I'm going to make that assumption that it's a requirement that for this process to look right, the Chama only said it only looks right that they get a Shem Bezdin if there's a process of Eidim being made, so you can't draw the third conclusion either. So Ravashi says that I don't see that you can't prove the number two and number three. Okay. So the more Yossi Rabbi Abba b'karmelo l'hoshmaita deid nasadayin. Rabbi Abba was saying over this case over here, and this halacha that you see that aid could then become a dayan. You could be an aid and turn around and be a dayan. So So Eisei Rabbi Rav Safra the Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said this, and Rav Safra asked him a question. Mishnah, the third, first Mishnah, the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. Ru Shloisha, three people saw the Levana for Eidus HaChodesh. V'hein Bezdin, and these people are roy to be part of the Bezdin, which has the power to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. There are three members of the Sanhedrin. So that's sufficient. The three people from the Sanhedrin is sufficient to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. So these three potential dayanim saw the Levana. So Zatim Misha Yamdu Shnayim. So two of them should stand up. Get two more members of the Sanhedrin to sit with the third. So you'll make a bezin of three, and these two dayanim will be edim about the Chodesh. Okay. Mekudesh. So then they'll be able to say the Kodesh is Mekudesh. So Shana Yochin Neman Al Yalei Atzmai, because we can't have just one Dayan sitting as a Bezdin. And then he'll be Mekadosh HaKodesh. So what do you see? The eight can't be a Dayan. We can't have the two eight be made and turn around and be the Dayan and say, okay, well, we now all, let's be Mekadosh HaKodesh. So the Mormon there asked the Kasha, what happened to the rule? So the Mormon says the case was that we only Mekabel Eidus HaKodesh B'yoyim. And the rule of it, Lotei Shmiya G'dal Meriah, is if at the moment that they saw it, they're able to then act in the process of Bezdin. So the Meriah is like Eidus, and then they can process as a Bezdin. But if for the moment the Riyah, they can't process it because they have to wait till the next morning you need Eidus. Then we have to process it of Eidus.
So you're saying that they saw it during the day?
They saw it at night time. So we're not Mekabel the Eidus, we're not Mekadosh HaKodesh B'Laila.
Yeah.
So if they would see it at daytime right before it sunset, they saw it. Hearing Eidus is not better than seeing it. They saw the Eidus, and then immediately they can be Mekadosh, those two can be Mekadosh HaKodesh. But that's not what happened over here. Over here, we have to have a process where they're actually being made. So, but they can't be both an Eidus and a Dayan. So, why do we need the other other Dayanim to sit? Let them sit down and be Mekadosh. So this is what Rav Safra asked Rabbi Abba. So Amar Leisa, Rabbi Abba said back, after Didi Kashuli, I had the same question. I asked Rav Yitzchak Bar Marta, who was mentioned up earlier in this conversation. And Rav Yitzchak asked the question to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, the Rav Chiya bar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Rav, the Rav. So this went up the chain of command back to Rav. What's pshat? Vamar lahu. And Rav answered, Hanach leidus hachodesh deraisa. Mikim shtaros is the Rabbanan. So at the deraisa level, ein eidus nasadayin. But Mikim shtaros, which is the Rabbanan, because the Raisa, we don't need Eidus, because Raisa, the Ishtar is valid. So Chazal, when they were Masakin, they allowed Eid Nasadayin. Tosafot here brings two reasons why Ein Eid Nasadayin and the Raisa. One of them is because, like we said, the Pasuk brings in the Rashbam, so the Pasuk, this has a distinct process of the Edom and the Dayanim. So this brings a second pshat, because it has to be Edus Sheyochel Azima. So, so Tosha says, what the thought process of the pshat, the Yeshua Forshim, is that in this Bezdin, this Hedus is impossible to imagine. You go to a different Bezdin. So now I have a question. When I say Eretz Yochel Lezim, does it have to be that here in this process we can go through a process of Azama? Or in general, they're possible to have a process of Azama. So this Yesh Meforshim says that it's Eretz Yochel Lezim, because in this Bezdin you have your Mazim, then the Yonam Anakim Makabalatis against himself. If they're the Eretz, but if you can take them to a different Bezdin, that's what Tosis argues back on that Yesh Meforshim and says you can take them to a different Bezdin. Tosis says, therefore, he goes with the Mahalo of the Rashbam. Now, you do see from this, from Tosis, and this the Michas Chinah talks about, that by Eretz HaChodesh is a requirement of Yochel Azimoy. So in the average case of Eretz, which we require, so you're testifying about a person. Either that the person is Chayv Misa, that he's Chayv Mammon, that he's Chayv Malkus. So you say Yochel Azima, we have to have the Edom also be Yochel Azima, that if they could set it around and get punished as well. Here they're being made about the moon. That they saw the moon. So now we have a question, is this a valid Edom? So, well, it's not Yochel Azima. Now what would you do if you be Mazen them? You wouldn't send them to the moon, right? You'd have to get. Right? What would you do to them? Okay, so now you're mazing them. What?
Malchus.
So Carl, you have to say you, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Malchus, that there are scenarios where you cannot, you're mazing the Edom, but you cannot give them the punishment that they wanted to give to the individual. The Gemara learns out that we don't send Edom were made the person's chayv golus, they don't go to golus. Edom were made the person's a ben grusha ben chalutza, that he's a cholol, they don't become chololim. Because making them b'sisim loy kashazam alasas loachi b'sisim loy below the zarei. So if they're gonna, you make them chalolim, Mr. kids will be chalolim also. That's not fair. They why should the kids be chalolim? There's nothing wrong with their kahuna. That's it, right? So we say, listen, two Edom which are kahanim were made about this third kind that he's a ben grusha, he's a cholol. So you don't make them chalolim. So one of the mishnahs they get malchus. There's a shayla in Tosis, two pshatim Tosis, whether that's a kiyum of Yochel Azimoy, or there's no requirement of Yochel Azimoy in the scenario. That's the two pshatim Tosis over there. But the Mishnah does not mention Eretz HaChodesh, then you get Malchus. The Mishnah says first four cases you get Malchus, and the Mishnah says two. And the Morbings of Bryce says there's four cases where the Edom don't get Yochel Azimoy, they get Malchus. And but the Chinuch says, according to the Tosfos, the Chayyim should have a fifth case of Eretz HaChodesh, the Halacha should be that they should get Malchus. Okay.
I was under the impression that Azami is based upon being able to state that the witnesses could not have witnessed what they did because they were somewhere else. Or,
right.
So with the signatures, it's not an event. I mean, they're not witnessing the time of the signing or location of the signing. Both. Rather, it's a recognition of the signature. And that's not. Unless you're going to say that the Hazama is you weren't at that place when you claim to have recognized the signatures.
Well, it's a good question. Yes, a very good question. There are five ways to Mekayim Mishtar. The one is the Edom come and say that we signed. Number two is Edom come and say that we witnessed that they signed. So both of those are Yechol HaZimoy. So if they're saying that they signed, or they're saying, so we say, well, you know, where do you sign? When did you sign? Anim, so we saw them sign. Where was that? When was that? It's a specific event. Then there are other scenarios where somebody comes in and says that we recognize, the Anim walks in, we recognize the signature. Or the Yonim, we pass in the Yonim, they don't say we recognize the signature. And the fifth one is the Dimin Chasimus, which is a whole different process. The Dimin Chasimus is not ages, right? But the scenario number three, where the other Anim walk in and they say we recognize the signatures, there's no specific event. So how's the Yechol HaZimoy? So the simple answer is you say that you don't need a Yechol HaZimoy because it's not a regular Anim in that sense. The problem with that is, if the reason why Anim Nasadayin is because you need Yechol HaZimoy, so and you're saying over here that's not required because it's a whole different type of process. So the point is not because Kim Shas is the Rabbanah. Even Kim Shas would be the Raisa, but it's a different type of an idea. So you don't need Yechol HaZimoy. So Tosfos could ask that on that on the Yesh Mefarshim.
It could be Yechol HaZimoy because they saw it at a particular place at a particular time.
Right, the problem over there is all around. Yechol HaZimoy includes you have to be able to manage that.
Okay.
Right. The point of Yechol HaZimoy is that you can then give them a punishment afterwards.
Azamah has those, both of those two elements.
Correct.
Or standard Azamah has those two elements.
Now, the second point over here, this problem of Ein Eid Nasadayin, according to both of these pshatim, it's only if the Eid is actually made. And we say somebody's a witness, so there's a witness who has witnessed the event, there's a witness which has testified. So these are only problems of testimony, right? You need the fellows being testifying is understand Hashem. If they are Hashem in front of the young, so we need those people to be distinct. The Eid Hameyid and the Dayan, or it's not Yechol HaZimoy. The Eid Hameyid is not Yechol HaZimoy and the Dayan. They have to be distinct. But the fact that they witnessed it doesn't preclude them from being Dayanim. So the whole problem is only, and the Chiddush of Argamor is even Eid Hameyid can still be a Dayan. There is, Tosfos does point out that there is Rekiva Shitas that even by Din of Nefashos, even Eid Haroya can't be a Dayan, because since part of the Bezin's responsibility is to try and to think about ways to exonerate Mitzilo Eidah, they have Rekiva and see if they can, in some way, they can exculpate the defendants, they can't do it if they witnessed it directly. It's harder for them to think in that process.
Just in a Misa case.
Din HaNefashos, right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So Din HaNefashos, Rekiva holds even Eid HaRoya can't be a Dayan. But in general, the problem is only Eid HaMeyid. Okay, that's Rashi. The first narrow line. The Bezdin, the Kaimashar. So if these three people are sitting down, they don't need any Adam. Shidalak Sab Yadin to testify on the signature. The Fisha the Yadam Atsam and Mikiram I saw. Because the Yadam recognizes the signatures. But of the three, only two of the Yonim recognize the signature, the third one doesn't. Before the two, the Yonim signed on the handpick. They can tell the third person, the third Dayan, that's the Ksav Yad. Then he will sign with them. On the language of the handpick, which says Ashra Noyi, Vikiam Noyi, the word Ishur is Lashon of a Ishur is a, we're Mechazikit, and we're mekayim it the shtora d'nan for the shtar the most tlosa as the sitting as the bestin yishemaydano because we know the chesim yad the sahadihi. See, they, he can sign on that once they testify to him. Even though they wrote it before they as long as they haven't signed yet. Yishachos may meet him. Chesima kamaisa b'shikra hava the loy tlosa hava yadi. When they signed, that we three knew, they didn't know. So Mor says, "Umi kasvina, can you even write this? Lashrata for the ashrata for the ishur didei for the ashrata, he even write it. But to me, he cut him shenizkayim lifnei shloshtin yitavu. Can they write? Because the tosa havino b'ishter meidana. Can they write those words that we knew?" If not all three knew, because we have Rapapi says in the name of Rava that an Ashrata Loshen Chayzik Shemachaskim as a star by Kaisin Ishrenoihi. So that's a lot of the word Ashrata Loshen Chayzik, strengthening it. That they wrote the Nichtum Mechamin Nichtum Sahari. Actually, Hidu Eidim Al Ksavya, and they wrote it up before the Eidim had testified. Kasaduyan and Bemoshet Tlosa Havino, we're sitting at the Bezin, and Menofak Shtar Zanan Karamona, this Shtar was brought out. Vasidu Plony, Akhtim Shaddai, so and so testified about their signatures. Rishonoye Vikiyam Noi. So they wrote the language, and they didn't sign on it. So the Roman says it's possible because it's Mechsi Kishikra. So over here deals with this issue of is there a problem with Kishikra Allah Khalamais or not? In other words, there's nothing bad there when they actually act, they're using it and they're signing out using it, it's true. I mean, you know, theoretically, you could grapple with many stories. The Allah is Kishin Shah, the Allah is Bishin Malvi Imoy. Right, so the law is, we go to the Sefer. The Sefer writes up the I, so the library says, I would like to write have a star written that I, so and so, borrowed from so and so this and this amount of money. The Sefer has no idea whether it's true or not. It's not a problem. Because when the Eidim sign it, it'll be true. So the fact that it's written beforehand is not the problem, as long as when it's signed by the Eidim, it's kosher. Make sure that you go, you know, you have this, you know, It's a chumra nowadays, a mekanina, filling in the mekanina by the mikra din. You can write the whole ksuba with the word mekanina beforehand. It says in the document that we did the kinyan suda with the fellow. We didn't do any kinyan suda with the fellow. It was written 5 days ago. Right? That's not a problem, mikra din. As long as the Adam signed on it when it's true. Right? But over here we're saying that it's not. You can't write it before it's true. So Tosfos says that this is the only problem in Bezdin. This is an act of bezin that were very machmer, that there can't be any element that looks improper. But this is a private document. The person to aid him is not a bezin with the power, the force of bezin coming along. Not worried about it. Doesn't look like a shik. That's how we do things. It's not called mezik shik.
I mean, the mezik shik is just a rabbanon, right?
Yeah, right. So they didn't have this. And Tosfos brings the kashuk. There's a Gemara which we come out that, you know, there are cases. The Gemara is a mesel kashikra lo kashina. The Gemara says we're not kashikra mesel kashikra. So over here we're worried about it. So Tosfos says the Gemara says behead you. We're not worried about mesel kashikra. Something
bothering you? No, she can't help but think about what we do in our times, and it's called witnessing the signature. So, I mean, in my case, it's happened through the years where I have not witnessed and they say, you forgot to sign. So I will send it back to me, I'll sign it. They said, no, you got to go back and get their signature, then you sign at the same time.
Right, okay. But I don't think that's true in all scenarios. Let's say a financial document. That there's a loan. There's no requirement of witnessing the signatures. The signatures, they're witnessing the transaction. That's all you need. Right? So Robert said, if they wrote it before the Adam testified, it's possible. Whereas the Shomer Atlas Ad Einas Adayin Shere Shnayim Heidu Alach Chesimus. So the two of the Dionim are testified, and then they became the Dionim. Shem Lohayim Fnei Kolech Lebecher, and we need to each all three of the Dionim have to know. Shem Heidu Fnei Ashnayim. If we only testified in front of two of the Dionim, and a Gimel Yachol Lachtem, the third person, can't, the third Dion can't sign. The Hocha and we see the Hutzchos Shnayim Lohayim Fnei Gimel. We don't. He can't say, listen. The Bezdin in general knows. Each individual Dion doesn't know, but we as a Bezdin, we know that he trusts the Dion. I mean, we as a Bezdin know that that's not enough. Each one has to have his own testimony. Like we see over here.
Question about a star for a law. Are the edicts made that the two individuals related to them that there's a loan, or did they actually have to see the loan taking place?
We can do either one, but the language is different. You know, there is something called hudos, and we had them said in the third parent. You can have one aid which is made about the hudos, and he's made about a havo. One says, I witnessed that. One says, witnessed that he was murdered. You can mitzarf the two. And we spoke about that then. How you mitzarf it? They're saying different things. Different days, different things, etc. It's a valid aid. General lashon was havoah, but even that, you could theoretically have that you could write lashon havoah based on the lawyer coming to the edim and asking them. There was that scenario where the sefer writes it for the loiva before the transaction takes place. I'm not remembering exactly where it's clear in Pasha that even the edim can sign it before the transaction takes place, because by a shtar, the moment of the validity of the shtar is in the sinas shtar from the loiva to the mal. But at that point in time, the edis will be true, so the edim can actually sign before the loan. That they witnessed alone, because the moment of Agadah's Hedis of a Shtar is not when they sign; it's when the Shtar goes into effect, which will be when the lawyer gives it to the mouth. So that's weird. Okay, Zakrashi. No, we can't get away with having no edus at all. Or in the third issue, maybe you don't need, if two of the Dionim heard edus, we don't need the third one to hear. Why over here do we need it? Because otherwise there won't be any edus, Haggadah. They are fit to be their members of the Sanhedrin, which has the authority to Mekadosh HaKadosh. Two of the Yadim have to be Edim. The Moor says, I understand, but gathering Edim by actually witnessing it is not less than hearing Edim. We said it's the case of the sun at the night time. So that halach of re'iyah can function like shmiyah. It means that you're then judging on that re'iyah. At the moment that you saw it, you've now heard edus by re'iyah, and now you're judging. If you wait till the next morning, the re'iyah is not here anymore. So you need haggadah in that situation. He can't do it by himself. So the Moor says, what's the problem? Let the two of the Dayanim say that they didn't say Sadaq Kaddish. Sit down. After they testified in front of the third one. And Mimakadash Kaddish based on that. But we don't accept that. So the Moor says, that's at the rice. Let's just start the next piece of the work. Okay, it's a new piece. Amar Rabbi Abba, through the first wide line all the way at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Ravun, Amar Rab. Shlosh Shiyosh L'Kaim is a star. Bekari Ir Al Echad Mehen. So there was a issue, a doubt has been raised about the kashrus of one of the Dayanim. So Ashal Chasmu, before the other Dayanim know that the issue which is being raised about the third Dayan, and they know that he's kashrus. So they want to be made that he's kashrus. If they have not signed on the Ashrata yet, they can testify that he's kosher, and that he can sign. But however, Mishachosmu, once they've signed, they cannot be made that he's kosher, and then have him sign afterwards. So the Mora says, what year are we talking about? Iridamai, he iridagazanusa. The issue was that there has been a question raised about the kashrus of this dayan. Maybe he's been a gazlan. So what type of question has a halakhic validity? Adam come in and say that he's a gazlan. So what does it help me if the two of the yanim are being made? He's not a gazlan. It's training. So it'll remain a suffix, and he cannot become kosher through that.
But I mean. Why doesn't it go to the
Cheskos Kashrus? Well, so we have by case of Trey, the Mora has discussion we had in Yavamas over there in Daf Lamed Aleph. Trey Seker the Rice, so the Mora says that you can't even use a Chazaka Keneged Edim.
Wait, you can't use it. Chazak connected Edom, but you have Edom here against you. Got these two Edom,
right? So essentially, you have so it's I have two Edom against two Edom, and I have a Rav and I have a Chazaka and I have an Ansahari Al Zding against two Edom. Nothing works against two Edom.
So you're just saying it remains a suffix.
Remains a suffix.
So we have to go look.
Right. So Mar says Elamai what here the Pagam Mishpacha. The question was, what was his status if he was considered if he was an Eved or something like that, which is not right to be a Dayan. So Gilim Milsa Ba'amahu, that's not considered that they're negate. What's the problem? Once they sign, they're considered negate Be'edus. This would not be considered negate that they're negate Be'edus. What's the negate Be'edus? That they sat, you know, you sat in a Bezim with a Dayan, with a Gazan. Okay, here. No, he's not a Gazan. Said Bezim, which you know, there's a question. You know, what was his yichus? We know his yichus. You know, that's not considered in the gabe edus that they can't be made afterwards. So, what's the problem? Zemora says, "Loy lemeimel lecha ira de gazanusu." So, what's the trade? Mekamri hani the yedinim bei the avid tshuva. We know that he's. Left his wayward ways, he's done his tshuva, he returned the whatever has been stolen. So other items are saying, we don't know, again, there's no trail travel here. They're not arguing against that. They have no knowledge against that. So that case, we would accept their testimony. But we have a problem in the Gia if they already have signs.